You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Good day, guys. I hope everybody is doing amazing. Today we have a fun little solo episode. It's the first solo episode of season two, actually. And we're going to be going behind the scenes. We're going to be reaching out to some new potential guests that we think would be fun to have on. And we're including you guys on this process. Just to show you what it's like, and really we have no idea what we're doing, but we're just kind of doing it. So
yeah, and also along with us, if you guys are interested, then please reach out to these people as well and try and help us get them on, because yeah, guys, these are our dream guests. We're going to be reaching out to people that otherwise probably wouldn't be reaching out to us. So we got to make the first move. You know, sometimes in life you got to just go after what you want and make that first move.
Right. And yeah.
Brayden's going to be on the DMs. I'm going to be on the LinkedIn messaging. We're going to be hitting them from all angles today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It would be like a crazy day if like Ariana Grande hit my DMs without me like texting her first. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
That would be almost, yeah.
What a day that would be.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to it, man.
All right. Let's run it. Brayden, I heard that you were thinking of some people. You got anyone in mind?
Oh, do I got anybody in mind? Yes. The answer would be yes.
Want to share with the class? Who do we got first?
Have you ever seen this guy?
Yo! Love Island! My boy Connor!
Dude, yes, bro. Look at this, man. And so, yeah,
Closest we can get to Rob, if we can even get that close.
Right, and I already hit up Rob
LinkedIn, the other day. Bro. There's no way he has LinkedIn.
Double check, dude. He might. He seems like kind of like a business guy. I don't really know what he did.
Oh my god, I think he does.
Did we say his name? Boy we're talking about right now is Connor Newsome. He is a contestant on Love Island Season 6.
I have more LinkedIn connections than him.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't really seem... He's a PR specialist. Oh, he stopped though. So I don't think. Oh, he was also a PR coordinator for FaZe Clan. That's excellent.
Oh, that's actually really
good. Something tells me he's not going to respond to this.
I think he might. I mean, if he's a. Well.
Hey, Connor. Would love to get you on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I texted Rob the other day, last Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and didn't get a response, but it's all good.
He's probably busy. Today. Yeah.
I'm sure he's really busy catching snakes or something. But the message I sent him was just chill. I tried to match his vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just said, "Hey, Rob, do you want to hop on me and my best friend's podcast?" Basically, that's the sum of it. So with Connor though, I might be a little bit more formal.
What I sent you.
What?
I'm in your DMs up there being left on red.
No, dude, I was watching them. I'm doing a thing where I'm not watching reels anymore unless like my friends send me them.
Yeah, no, I haven't really been on that much.
Yeah, you haven't. It's definitely gone down.
Oh, Gate Matarazzo. That's a good one, dude. Oh, and I love how you did actually hit up Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I did that like years ago before we even made the podcast. Bro, cheese sticks are crazy. Like, I don't know if you like cheese sticks, but if you just bite in on a cheese stick and not actually, or I guess like string cheese, some people call it, and not actually pull it, it like almost like explodes in your mouth. Have you noticed that?
Oh, it's a good feeling.
It's like a crazy texture. Like, I don't know what they do to the cheese because like it's different than regular cheese.
It can't be safe, but it tastes good.
Oh, probably not. No, I'm sure they probably like, I don't know, put it back in the cow after they milk it and then do it again or something.
Probably. All right, where were we?
We're hitting up Connor Newsom from Love Island. All right, I'm going to be like, yo, what's up, Connor? Mm-hmm. Right? Exclamation point.
And also, I just want to hear, like, while you start writing that, I'm just going to do a little aside here with our beautiful listeners. We want to say thank you guys because the last 9 days of our podcast have been the biggest ever. We had listeners in over 21 countries and 100 cities. This is crazy. All right. So shout out to my boy in Brazil who was listening at the supermarket. Shout out to whoever's in South Africa watching.
I didn't know he was listening at the supermarket, dude.
Dude, I can zoom in on where certain listeners are. Yeah, dude. He was in...
Dude, that's like some You type stuff. Like, you've ever seen the movie or the show You?
Yeah. I know, it's kind of wild. I don't know how accurate it is, but if someone was like listening in their AirPods in Brazil, then hell yeah. Also,
why isn't the U.S. Army like podcasting, like to track people down? You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, dude, we had some people listening in Pakistan yesterday.
That is crazy, dude. They could just send a missile like right from the podcast. You know, I mean, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, we were also a top podcast in South Africa. So a top podcast in the entrepreneurship category. So shout out to our South Africans all the way out there. Shout out to our Australians making up about 3% of our total viewers. Appreciate you guys. Europe is going insane. I mean, we got France, Italy, UK, Ireland. What is this place? Poland. This is crazy. Oh, and then in Norway. We got someone in Norway as well.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Norwegians.
There we go. Yeah. And just thank you guys. Yeah. All right. Back to it. What do you got?
Okay. Here's what I got. So I'm going to hit him with that. Yo, what's up, Connor? My buddy and I have a podcast called This Dude Started Something. And we basically just talk to cool people and you fit the description. So holla at us, man. We'd love to chat.
And then hit the at symbol and then at the channel.
This Dude Started Something.
Yeah. So that way you can really like get it.
Okay.
Or like, should I be doing the DMs like from the actual account?
I mean, you could. I've gotten replies back though on my personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, we could do both. Doesn't hurt.
We could do both. Hit them from two angles or three angles because I already hit them on LinkedIn.
Oh, he'd be into that. All right, I'm gonna send it. Oh. Okay, exactly at 5 p.m. too.
I've been shout out to the Manscaped CEO. Please respond to my DMs, Paul, because I've been hitting you every day now and you're not replying. But I know you want to come on the podcast, so you should really reply.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 messages and you're getting one tomorrow, Paul. So just be ready.
Yeah, he's probably just waiting for like the 10th message or whatever.
Yeah.
I hit up Soulja Boy, Draco.
Dude, Soulja Boy would actually probably come on. He's kind
of fun. I know.
Dude, I just looked up on Google famous people. Who do you think is the first person to pop up? Leonardo DiCaprio and Will Smith.
Oh, that's good.
That's kind of crazy, though.
It's crazy. How did Will Smith survive the slapping incident?
Dude, John Cena. Let's get John Cena on. Actually, that's not going to happen. But
bro, shoot for the stars, man. I'm DMing him right now.
You think he has LinkedIn? No way.
He's one of those people that follows zero people though, so I'm a little nervous about this one.
Oh, which means he doesn't run it.
Oh, okay.
So let's not do it. Because people that follow zero people, chat if you don't know this, it's because they are not running it. That means that they don't even have a feed going. So they can't even look at anything on Instagram because they have no followers. I mean, yeah, they could watch reels or interact, but it's probably not actually their account and it's just run by their manager. It's more of like an advertising thing.
The other dude that I was that's good information, Oliver, thank you for that tidbit. Mm-hmm. But I know you've seen this guy. He makes like random signs and like stands on the street. Like this one says, make burgers wider, not taller, which is actually a very valid point.
I don't see it, man. You looked up this dude started something. Also, I love how we have a picture of us.
Oh, yeah.
The BTS picture. That thing's fire.
Well, everybody, let's make us the most searchable people
ever.
In the world. Yeah. Look up, just look up dude with sign, all right? And then,
dude with, all right, why is that actually a thing?
It is a thing.
7.7 million followers?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Bro, let's hit him up.
Yep, let's hit him up, bro. He's got some valid points, too, on his signs. Like, read some of his signs, bro. Dude. We should do like a, never mind.
I'm texting him on DMs. I'm from the account. His name is Seth.
Sup, Seth.
Also, just side note, if you have subwoofers in your car, what are you doing with your life? Like...
by bumping subs?
I don't understand. Like, if I'm three stories up right now, and if I can feel it in my chest, what's going on in your car, that's just a problem. Like, you know?
True.
Because, like, it's not music at that point. It's just not.
Yeah, it's almost like...
it's like you're inside of a washing machine.
You're right. It's like you're inside a wash machine with a grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's not good.
Because think about that. If you were inside a grizzly bear, it probably sounded pretty similar to like inside a subwoofer car.
Yeah, like kind of it like roars or...
right. Think about that.
Do grizzly bears roar? Was that the right word to say?
I think they might... I don't know. Let's look this up.
I was kind of like scared to say that, but I did it.
Well, it reminds me of that song Roar by Katy Perry.
I love that song.
Like, you're going to hear me roar. Just go with it. Just say it. Yeah. Grizzly bears roar. You're right.
Let's go. Okay.
That's, why does that seem so wrong though?
Doesn't it? I do that all the time when I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like it's wrong. Yeah. I also want to start making content of us being like the first... oh, shoot. I just copy and pasted a message that had the wrong name.
oh, shoot. Yeah, that's bad.
Who's this dude?
Seth, the sign guy. I think it matches his vibe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I also did like all lowercase letters because I just feel like that's his vibe.
Yeah. That'd be insane if you responded. Oh, I'm going to text Michael Saman.
Who's that guy? Explain.
He only has 17K, but apparently he built apps as a teen that worked at Facebook, and now he's leading a tech startup. All right, Michael, pop off.
Pop off?
He's definitely going to respond. Hey, Michael. Hope you're doing well.
Do you think... yeah, that's a good start. Do you think Ben Francis, founder of Gymshark, is... oh, wait, that is possible.
I've already reached out to him.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm telling you. One or like every night at like midnight, I just grind in the DMs.
Yeah.
I have a sick amount of DMs out there. Oh, also American Authors. You guys should actually come on. Stop leaving me on red.
Oh, man. Yeah. What's the deal with that? Also, plus the Mowglis said they would be down.
No, the Mowglis are, bro, they're booked right now.
Really? For what day? The 28th or something?
I think it's the 22nd. Or maybe it's the 20th. I don't really know.
Well, we should probably figure
but
it out.
But I know that they're booked.
Have you heard of Emma Chamberlain? I feel like she's, like, super famous.
Yeah, I know who that is.
I'm kind of... a little scared of her Instagram, so I'm not gonna DM her.
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah, look at the screen share.
I am. It's stuck on Ben Francis.
Really? Oh, no way. I've just been
I thought you were just staring at Ben Francis this whole time.
Oh, no. Oh. No, I wasn't.
That's good, bro. That's good.
Look at this, bro.
Oh, shoot.
Like, what is this?
Like, why are these people famous? Like, I don't even want you on my podcast.
What if we get famous today? Like, oh my goodness. Oh, whoa. We might get flagged for this.
What is she wearing? Is that a life jacket?
I think it's one of those banana boat things, that like a miniature version of a banana boat.
Is that?
I don't know, but there's nothing
on. How is that allowed?
The only thing covering her butt is the tag, the person she tagged in the Instagram photo.
Oh, because that's not her.
Oh, that's Jared. Here, let's get Jared.
It's not Jared. It's not Jared. Oh, it is Jared. You're right.
No, he's the guy that took the photo.
Oh. Ooh, Sabrina.
Let's get Sabrina on here. Do you like her?
I like the way she looks.
She does have an interesting look to her, bro. She kind of looks like she came straight out of like a World War II movie. Like she was, you know what I mean? Like the Captain America backup dancers.
Yeah. Like in that picture, yeah.
No, she
in another picture, she looks like.
Yeah. What does she look like?
Who is that, though?
Another one of these. We're going to have to definitely like take this off.
Wait, no. Reach out to Jared. Reach out to Jared.
Oh, he's. Yeah. Because he's.
He's the guy taking pictures of the.
He better be gay, dude.
You're saying that like you took pictures of your girlfriend or something.
Hold on, I'm just saying.
Like, he better be gay. If wait, he's wait, not. Pause. Go. Is that Timothy Chalamet in the middle, bro?
Dude, it is.
Oh my god.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that might be a guy.
Hey, let's not be mean, bro. Dude, all I'm saying. Oh, I liked it. Shoot. We're toast. We can't reach out to him.
I watched you like it.
Dude, all I'm saying is he is the real life Jack from Titanic, bro. If dude, he's not gay.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What is he doing? Like,
what are those bags, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Also, how did he get Sabrina Carpenter in so much lingerie?
I don't know, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. He is. I wouldn't be surprised if, like,
I would love to get him on.
Oh, sure. I'm going to hit him up. I wouldn't be surprised if.
Wait. No. Go to Jared Elner's studio. It's going to have less followers.
Okay. Smart move. Look at this guy. All right.
Mm-hmm. What if it doesn't? Okay, yes.
Ooh. Oh, and like the first one is Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have that many posts on his person.
Okay, maybe let's make a group chat with both of them.
Oh, that's a good idea. How do we do that?
I've done that with a couple of people. Just hit send message. Or no, you go to your messages over on the left and then you make one.
Gotcha.
Jared.
Yeah, can you pull up his name for me?
Elner.
E.
Yep.
Okay. What comes after E? Oh, here it is.
And then the same thing, studios.
Okay. Let's chat. Hey, Jared. I'm gonna go all caps with the three Y's on this, just to play it safe. I'll say best friend.
Thanks, man.
Oh yeah, my best friend Oliver.
Guilty. Oh, dude, let's get Aaron from Love Island, dude.
I already DM'd him, bro.
Wait, have you DM'd the whole Love Island cast?
Not all of them, but quite a few.
I'm going to do the Outer Banks cast.
I DM'd Kels, bro.
Strategic. I like that play.
Yeah.
Dude, I was looking up like Wheezy from OBX to see if like she's even allowed to come on like legally.
Are you hitting on Wheezy, dude?
Dude, she's 21. I just looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Dude, isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's just weird though because it's like I know her as like a like the only Wheezy I know is like 14 years old.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's so crazy, bro. She has like 400K.
Dang, let's interview Wheezy, bro. We can also interview, yeah. There's a producer called Wheezy.
Her posts are kind of crazy. Is this her boyfriend, bro? Let's interview her boyfriend.
Oh, that'd be cool. What's up, guys? Today we're interviewing Wheezy's boyfriend from Outer Banks. He's not even in the show. He's just her
Should
boyfriend.
Should I send him a message? Should I send him a message?
Yeah, do it.
I'll do it. Hey, Will.
We should just interview people that are like somewhat close to famous people so they can tell us about them. What's another like reality TV show? I feel like, could we get The Bachelor on here?
Yeah, let me in.
What if we got like a fake Bachelor?
Like the on the spectrum, the love on the spectrum.
Oh, dude, let's do it. That'd be sick, bro. Like, what's that one couple? Dude, what if we, Danny, remember Danny? Oh, dude, Connor, bro. Was that his name? Oh, let's go, dude. I'm DMing him. Dude, Connor was so funny. Or, dude, like, if we got, what was that one guy's name that was, like, really into, like, knights and, like, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Swords. What was his name?
I don't remember.
Sometimes I feel like I talk like him.
Did you hit up Hakeem from?
No, but you should. I like Hakeem.
I did. And he only has, like, 40K.
Oh, he deserves more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go follow Hakeem and then comment, join, or comment, hop on this Dude Star or Something podcast or something like that.
Let's think of, like, childhood movies we watched and then maybe go find the voice actor.
The Last of the Mohicans.
It's not animated.
Oh, it has to be animated?
I said find the voice actor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's like the Cars cast?
Ooh, bro. If we got, what's his name?
Owen Wilson.
Oh, dude. That would be legendary.
That'd be insane. Yeah, there's no young people that participated in Cars. And all these people are ultra famous. That's actually kind of crazy.
Wait, what if we got the guy, I'm blanking on everybody's name, but the guy, was it Luigi? The tire guy.
Oh, yeah. It's not Luigi. It's it is Luigi. Tony Shalhoub. He's pretty famous, dude.
Is it? Or what about Guido? Does he even have any lines?
Guido.
Guido.
Yeah, he does. Oh, okay. His name's actually Guido.
Oh. Well, they got creative, didn't they?
I like it though. Oh, he has LinkedIn.
Looks really familiar.
Dude, he has LinkedIn.
I feel like he's... This is nothing against him at all. I think he's a very attractive guy, but I feel like he's wearing somebody else's face. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'd recognize him from somewhere. And I feel like he just might have stole like somebody from my church's face and put it on himself.
Yeah. I've all been there.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's a lot of those people. It's just crazy how there's like 8 billion people in the world and everybody's like different, right? There's nobody exactly the same. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And what's even crazier is the fingerprint thing. Like, the fingerprints are different.
I just emailed him or sent a thing to him. Damn, bro, for 24 years he worked at Pixar.
Legend.
Dude. Up until COVID, he was the VP of Software Research and Development.
What a legend. Good guy. Goated. Just crazy, though.
Dude, I have an idea.
What?
What if we both start hammering DMs. Like, I'm talking everyone. I'm talking like, if they just seem like relatively interesting, hit them with a DM. And we try to get some live texting going. Like, we see who can get someone to actually reply first.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. Wait, are we talking, like, could I, what are we talking here? Like, is there a cap? Like, do they need at least 10,000 followers?
Let's say that they need to have at least 1,000 followers.
Okay.
But, like, some form of interestingness that we could actually get them into season two. But then again, everyone's interesting. So
exactly. So,
honestly, anyone. Just start
hanging out. DM my neighbor, bro.
All right, that's cheating. Okay, no, the rule is you can't do anyone you know.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go to, like, the explore page and maybe just go to, like, people's comments and then, I don't know.
Oh, that's a dirty move. Oh, my goodness, bro. I'm going to DM the foodie boys.
Dude, yeah, like, that's so good.
But I just want one of them. Like, I just want McLovin. Or actually, I want Chubb Perm.
Wait, no, just DM McLovin then.
Yeah, I need to find his personal, because dude, their personals, they only have like 1,000 at most, I think.
That's true.
Which is kind of crazy. Here, I'm gonna DM Ryan. I think that's Chubb Perm. Oh, I can totally see him coming on too.
I can't, bro. They were on Barstool podcast yesterday. They're not coming on ours.
You don't think they're chill like that?
Dude, they have a cameo where you have to pay $100 to get them to say hi to you. I don't think that they're coming on.
Are you serious?
Well, that's good, though. Like, they're in their bag. Like, they're doing good. Like, they need to maximize the money while they can. Because, like, they could be one-hit wonders, and they need to get all of it now.
You're right.
So, maybe when they die out a bit, maybe we hit them up.
I feel really weird right now, like, trying to, like, DM these little boys so hard.
Shoot, I haven't even sent one yet. I don't really know the move.
All right.
Okay, honestly, I'm just gonna look up a random name. Evan.
Oh, this guy looks chill. He started a fingerboard company. I'm DMing him.
I'm gonna DM this guy.
Lobster. Hopefully this,
thank you. But dude, like, I sent someone a DM with the other guy's name that I copy pasted for.
No, dude, stop doing that, man. That's an instant
loss. I unsent it, man.
Okay. All right. Dude, this guy's last name is sick, bro. And if he doesn't respond to my DMs, that's messed up because his last name is literally DMer. Nick DMer, bro. That is sick. All right. Sick Nick.
Did you hear my stomach?
Yeah, I heard that. We'll have to. Well, you want to leave that in or you want to cut it out?
I don't really care. Secretary of Commerce? Yeah, I'm going to freaking DM this guy. It's kind of dope. I just looked up the name Howard. Now I'm going to look up Jimmy. Let's just see who pops up. Why does Chris Brown have 144 million followers? That's insane.
Because he's Chris Brown, dude.
That's 144. It's insane. Oh, also, I hit up Jeremy Fragrance. Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh. Chat knows who that is. Oh, dude, I just found a really good one.
Ooh, I did too.
I really hope he replies. Billy McFarland, aka the Fire Festival guy. Should we hit up this, like, 17-year-old bodybuilder?
Might as well.
He's huge. He has 3,000 followers, but, like, he'd probably be super down.
Oh, you talking about Tyler?
No, is that Ethan Wetzel?
Huh.
Not everyone. I won't even let me message him. What the hell? I literally just message people with millions of followers. I can't even message this guy. It's actually pissing me off.
Yeah, sometimes the people with 3,000 have dyslexia. Have you heard of Bryce Crawford?
Nope.
Are you a chapstick kind of guy? I don't think I've ever seen you put chapstick on.
Honestly, I lost my chapstick, and that's the only reason I haven't been chapping lately. because like I have some over there, but it's really, 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 really bad. And I was told by people that like, oh, it's not good chapstick. Like, that's just gonna dry them out more. And like, yeah, you're probably right. And yes, it is. Like,
you're talking about EOs.
No, I just have like I went the cheap route and I got the generic chapstick brand. Because like I'm not trying to drop a bag on some on the Gateway balm or whatever.
Let's hit up here. Let's look up the owner of. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I like it.
Let's look up the owner of EOS.
Oh, I know him.
Why do I feel like it was like a nice looking African American lady?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Craig Dubitsky. Right?
You might be right. And what it could be is it could be a different founder, but somebody owns it now and it's different. I don't know.
Yeah, a CEO and founder are very different. But what about like the CEO of Xbox?
Oh, that
would Phil be crazy. Spencer. Like... Phil Spencer. Like, no one knows who that is. Bro, we actually might have a chance with this guy.
Wait, really?
Yes. Oh, please enter their email. I'm just gonna guess it's Phil Spencer at Microsoft.
That's a good guess. Or like Phil loves to game at Xbox.com.
Phil Spencer 69XX. Would love to get you on our podcast. You are a legend. Extra glaze on top.
Yeah. After you just said nobody knows this guy.
Oh my god, let me send it.
Wait, really? Wait, no way.
I think I got his email right, or it's not checking. That's funny. Dude, we gotta get Elliot Hill on.
Who's that?
CEO of Nike, and I think he owns an NFL team too.
Okay. Well, that'd be easy. Kent Taylor, inventor of the Texas Roadhouse butter.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool.
No. Oh no.
What? Is he dead?
Yeah, he's gone.
Let's take a moment of silence.
That's awful, dude. Fuck. Dang. Pray for his soul, man.
We know he's in heaven, though.
Oh. Most definitely. He's got his own little butter castle up there.
He's making rolls for God now.
Oh, that, you know what that means? That means they're going to have buns, Texas Roadhouse buns in heaven, dude. I'm so hyped for that.
Damn.
Man, I was excited about that one, but it's all good.
Oh, what if we just look for like an industry? Like, what's an industry we're in, like, that we're interested in? Oh, like a pilot. Like, let's get a pilot on.
Okay, let's get a Top Gun pilot on here. You know what? My friend Landon, bro, his dad is a B-2 bomber pilot.
That'd be sick.
Meet Kyle Wash Job. Dude, that's a sick name. Dude, they each got their own little hype videos here. This is sick. Bro, this is cool, dude.
What?
I'm on like the Navy. I'm on Navy.com right now looking at real life Top Gun pilots, bro. And it literally has like for each of the pilots, it has like hype videos for them, dude, and like their nicknames and stuff or their call signs. Damn.
That's sick. Oh, I think.
Okay, we got to find this guy's Instagram, dude. Lieutenant Orion Sid Kelly. Okay, he's got LinkedIn, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. You should reach out to him, bro.
Yeah, what's his thing?
It's Orion, so
O-R-I-O-N. Orion? Okay.
Or Orion, you know. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
The autistic guy?
No, he's a Navy pilot. I don't think they'd...
Oh, well, this one says, I'm Orion Kelly, an autistic author, podcaster, YouTuber, and advocate.
No. It's Naval Aviator at U.S. Navy. All right, we'll see what he says. Alright. Yeah, should we call it wraps for now, or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, dude. Yeah, let's call it wraps. Thanks, everyone.
Right. Sounds good. Thank you guys for listening. once again. And yeah, we'll keep you updated. Thank you for scrolling. Thank you for sifting through all the Instagrams with us today. And yeah, go blow up
something.
Just do it.
I don't think we can say that, actually. But
no, yeah, that's fine.
Responsibly.
Responsibly.